This episode brought to you by Origins, technology for today's lenders. Before we get started, a quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible. Now on to the show.
Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome back to our continued coverage of CUE's Symposium in year 2023. We are here on the beautiful island of Maui, and look who is in the studio lounge, Mr. Dale Turner from TruStone. Is it TruStone?
TruStone Financial. Very happy to be here. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome.
And you can't beat this kind of, this is the best office view I've seen. So you're a pretty fortunate guy.
It's not bad. Yeah, lots of trees.
Might stay out here with you.
The beach is right over here.
There you go.
You're kind of a, I mean, although you're in Minnesota,
yeah,
you spent your time in San Diego, so you know the beach atmosphere quite well.
You know what? It's nice to live in and have some exposure to both. Midwest is an amazing place to be, but it's nice to get a little bit of treat as it relates to tropical
indeed
experiences.
Especially it's a little chilly where you guys are right now.
It is. I think we were 2 or 4 below yesterday morning, so just a little bit of a break. It's nice.
How do you guys do that?
Resilience.
Yes, you are.
We pride ourselves on being resilient.
Well, as you can see, the entire conference is out here right behind us, but how's it going so far? I know you just started, but any takeaways, any expectations?
Yeah, so the topic we're starting with is a bit of the social currency. So how do you utilize social currency in connection with progressing a company and driving a company forward? I think it's a great session thus far.
Okay.
So we get a little bit of a break and a breather right now to talk to you on it, but it's been great so far. We're really early in, but the content's always very strong. So and great tribute to Mr. Pembroke, and just a great leader for CUE's amazing growth for the organization and really putting it on the path. So I thought that was a great tribute of his passing.
Yeah, it's a little bit of a heavy heart this time around because obviously John's not here.
Right.
He's a true industry icon, but you know his spirit is here and he is watching us, I guarantee it.
Absolutely.
So, great human being. So what are your expectations for this conference? Obviously, this is a conference where the CEO comes here, the board chair, the vice chair comes in, and you guys learn how to work together better, I guess.
Yeah, our situation is somewhat unique. We brought two organizations together just under 2 years ago. $1.6 billion organization, which was Firefly, and $1.7 billion organization, which was TruStone. We brought those two organizations together as a better together strategy. And you bring boards together, you bring different governance structures and modeling together. So John Christensen's been an amazing board chair for me. It's been a powerful relationship by learning governance strategies from him and him learning from me collaboratively. So our goal is to continue to build that bond and relationship, work together, and obviously great content, great connections here. So our goal is to progress our relationship and drive more value. At the end of the day, it's all about what we can provide to the organization as a result providing to members, right? So if we can bring that value driver, those value drivers to our member base, the better John and I work together, the better the output is.
Well, I'm glad you brought that up because obviously you guys went through a merger, what was that, a year and a half ago?
Just under 2 years ago.
2 years ago? Okay, yeah. So, and this is obviously happening more and more often, the mergers and trades and stuff. So how did you, I'm sure there's a lot of other people out there who want to know, what was that process like, being the CEO and then bringing the two organizations together, the two boards together?
Yeah,
what was that process like? Any lessons learned there?
Lots of lessons, boy. We'd have to do a whole session probably on that. But you know, I think it's just about dropping egos, dropping the barriers, and we talk in the credit union space to truly be collaborative. But there are times where it's a control, or it's a, you know, ego is maybe not the right word, but I think a little bit of ego is in it. And if all the swords and the egos are dropped, it's a lot of pride. Is probably a better word. So dropping all of that and really focusing on how can we create as much value to consumers, to markets, right, to members. And if we drop that, it doesn't matter the logo on your shirt. It doesn't matter, you know, who's making what call, as long as all of us are pointing in that true north that we define as value. Obviously, a lot of hard work, but those things of bringing an organization together, I think it's about the true north of the individuals driving that strategy.
Yeah.
We brought board members from Legacy Firefly. We brought board members from TrueStone, so I have a larger board. I have 13 board members.
Oh, I was about to ask you, how does that work?
Yep.
Does somebody like relinquish their seat?
Or? We had a 7-6. So we brought
them together.
Yeah, we brought them together, and if there was the chair on the board side, then there was a chair from the other organization for chair of supervisory. Executives, so we found best talents and fit that. We didn't have any layoffs or forced terminations throughout the merger, and we still, I mean, this year I think we'll finish at a 131 ROA. We're statistically, and you can check it, NCUA data would show that we're the fastest growing credit union in asset size above $1 billion, and that's the 2-year, the 4-year, the 5-year, the 7-year time frame. So growth is good, but a lot of say growth at what cost? Well, we would say we haven't sacrificed financials, and our member value right now on the Callahan score, if that's something that people follow, we're I think we're 99th on the member value ROM score. So we didn't give up member value. We actually created a massive amount. Efficiency ratio had plummeted from the 70s down to 62. Strong net income and really just building and growth together on trying not to sacrifice everything else, which is a careful, it's like being on a board, it's like surfing, it's a careful balance, if I can stick to the theme.
Sticking with a the theme here, for sure, yeah, there's a lot of balance that goes on in surfing, and as well as going through a kind of a joining of the board as well. So you think, what, 7 bosses to 13 bosses?
Yeah, well, you know, like we look at it as a partnership. That's for sure. But yes, there are 13 coffees a month instead of 7 or 5 like some people.
So the philosophy though, the kind of overview though, is to really look at the bigger picture, right? Who you're, you know, obviously the members are the ones that really want to win out, right?
Yeah.
So you really got to like, again, yeah, like you said, drop the egos, the pride off, and say, how is this going to better serve?
Exactly. And it's not about size. It truly isn't. For those who, very few that maybe know my history, you know, San Diego County, I spent 6 years under Terry Halleck and Terry Campbell now.
Yeah.
And, you know, that organization is massive, very successful. But it's not about size. It really is about value transition, right? And I think organizations like San Diego County really look towards value versus asset size. We looked at the same thing, which is really how do you provide to the community, to the members that do business with you and your team members. One of the most important caveats of that, right? So if you can get drivers to enhance all of that, then what does it matter? Does it truly matter that, you know, your board chairman or your CEO has been there for, you know, whatever that duration is, and there's no wiggle room? Well, I think there's always wiggle room in negotiation and balancing it, and as long as you have that true north of, let's provide more value to those outputs.
So obviously, you guys, this is a big game for you guys, because obviously all the numbers tell, you know, what a success this is. So can you share a couple of tips that have helped you out in working with not only your current board, but the new board as well, to keep that success going, keep that momentum going?
Yeah. I think it's finding the true north, right? So I think there are organizations throughout here that have balances of, do they want to be more financially successful, or do they want to be more member value successful? I would argue, why can't you be both? Right? With scale and synergies, you can be both. There are a lot of organizations here that maybe 300 million, 100 million, 400 million that are providing massive niche value, and that's great too. I'm not saying that they should move aside, right? But picking the true north, I would say, is one. And the second is, don't give up on one or the other. If you think that you can be financially successful and another organization that you're perhaps combining with, or you're looking at maybe creating some synergies and partnerships and possible mergers, and they may have a focus, one has a financial focus, one has a value perspective, why not bring those together, right? So you can do much more with more scale and structure. So I would say, don't give up on the dream, which is, stick to what you're looking to do. And if another person has a great idea, add, compliment it. It doesn't have to be one or the other.
Yeah.
So, and the third I would say is, the pride, you know, I'm prideful in the fact that we've created something, we're building something bigger than ourselves. We really are. It wasn't easy to do an MOE deal. People said that from the start, but we felt that was the quickest way to create as much value as possible. So I think just commit to the dream, continue to drive forward. It's not easy. There's going to be a lot of sleepless nights, but I think our members honestly deserve a lot more.
Oh, completely.
So
yeah.
That's
and every credit union is different. So they're all going to have their different true north, as you say. Yeah. So yeah. So and like you said, yeah. If you can commit to that, focus on that. Keep your eyes on the prize. I think what Kobe Bryant
said.
Keep your eyes on the prize. So last question for you. What do you want to take away from here that'll help keep that momentum going as well?
Great question. I think one, just continuing to work with my board chair and us working on a relationship which is strong already but can always progress, right? Understanding my board chair's perspective and my board's perspective and me sharing my thoughts and continuing to make that a really strong fabric of us moving forward would be one. And two, I always enjoy the content that we have here. Great speakers. We usually have a lot of really good content. I like to bring that back to my executive team and share. So I've already sent half the presentation already to my a couple screenshots, I would say, and it was probably half of it to my CTO, my chief people officer. So sharing the wealth of content that we have here is something that I would like to take away.
Well, they also have the breakout sessions where the CEO and the chair, they work together and they learn all sorts of practices and things like that to work better together. So, yeah.
That was always beneficial. John and I have done this once before, and it was beneficial to our relationship. So.
Alrighty, sir. Well, I'm going to let you get back out of here. You're a busy guy here, but thank you so much for the time, as always, Dale.
Yeah.
Appreciate it. Keep up the good work there, all right?
Thank you so much.
You
sure
are
appreciate
welcome,
it.
Sir. Well done. Great. This is Dale Turner, True Stone Financial. Go check him out.
This episode brought to you by Origins, technology for today's lenders. A quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible.